who brings good news.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
He says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers." He wants us to be healthy. So he put those things, listen, he put in our DNA certain things that can fight off flu and resist colds and resist cancers and resist all the bad, because he's against sickness. And then he gives his scientists the brain to mine the stuff. Doctors are understanding to utilize the stuff, but he is the healer. He is the healer. They can't heal us. They can make us comfortable while we're being healed. A lot of the time, you just need sleep and less stress. Sleep and less stress. You've got to shake it off you. You've got to shake that stuff off you. Number one killer on the planet is stress. Yeah. And the devil knows how to do it. And you lie in bed. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Where am I going to get the money? When's it going to come? What's it going to do? How come? What's it going to do? And you don't sleep properly. And when you do sleep, you're tossing and turning because you've got it going through you.
Amen.
Yeah. We've got to trust God. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And so, whatever way you get healed, just do not let it lord over you. Don't let sickness lord over you. If you have to go to the doctors, go. If you use a word and you can use a word, do it. But do not allow sickness to be in control.
Amen.
Do whatever you can by any means to get rid of it.
Amen.
Because it's from the devil. You don't want it. And some well-meaning teachers and pastors have even said, well, sickness is there to teach you something. God's got a purpose for this. No, it's from the devil. Get away from me.
Amen.
You've got to do whatever you can. Use whatever means available to you to get rid of it, but do not let it dominate you.
Amen.
Let the Word dominate your life. Let God dominate you. Peter was walking and Jesus was dominating him. He said, call me if it's you to walk on the water. And Jesus said, come. He got out the boat on one word and he was looking at the word, walking on the water to Jesus, the Messiah, who is the word. He was looking at the word. And, oh, it was great. It was wonderful. I'm walking and the other 11 shaking and quaking in the boats. Didn't have the guts. Come on. Everyone thinks Peter sunk. They didn't even get out. Come on. And he's walking and he's looking. And he's seeing Jesus, hey, I've got this going on. But hey, hold on, someone said coronavirus. I heard CNN. Coronavirus. Oh my God, they're talking about the elections coming. We don't know what's going to happen. And his eyes are all over the show. And the waves were so big. And it's, whoa, the economy's going to explode. Oh my goodness, there's a hurricane coming. He took his eyes off the word. He took his eyes and he let that stuff dominate him. And he went down. That's how it works. Nuts, isn't it? You know, you'll hear stuff repeated in sermons with Word of Faith teachers, but you've got to have it, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and appropriating, and hearing, and appropriating, hearing, and appropriating, until eventually, boom, I got it. All of a sudden, bang, it's just a light comes on, you get a revelation, and that's it. We're done. Amen. To God be all the glory. Amen. Listen, if you have to take medication to control and help the healing in your body, take it. But when you take it, you say, I take this pill, I take this injection in the name of Almighty God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, and I speak healing over my body. I say this thing is not unto death. I say that I will soon be free from every form of sickness and disease, and I will not need to use any medication. But now I do this in the name of Jesus, and you will find that the drug starts to work twice as well. Three times as well. I'm telling you. So we're not getting down on people. We're saying, build your faith up. Build it up. Keep doing. Do what you have to do. Just don't let it dominate you. See, because you can tell me about where it comes from. You can tell me how it got you. You can tell me everything. You can tell me all about it. You can tell me what it costs. You can tell me the side effects. You can tell me all that. But you can't tell me scriptures on healing. What's dominating you? Come on, just locate yourself. Be honest.
Amen.
What's dominating you? And then you go into googly. And you want to see what happens if, and you, who did, and how do you get rid of what? And then they start giving you remedies. Instead of going to the Word of God, and he says, Jesus himself took my infirmities and bore my sickness, Matthew 8, 17. He heals the brokenhearted and heals them of all their wounds. Amen. Lord, my God, I cried unto thee and thus healed me. Amen. Instead of confessing that, we're looking at all the stuff around us. What's dominating you? Amen. Jesus was dominating Peter's focus and for a time. And then he switched his focus to the other thing. Amen. I'm telling you, if you want to walk in victory, you better do it while I'm telling you, because that's what the Bible tells you. And listen, do not, I say it again, do not allow the devil to condemn you for taking medication. Amen. I know some people, because they take medication, they feel they can't pray. They feel they can't ask God to heal them because they're taking medication and they think it's against his word. It's not against his word. He gave us the resources of doctors and medication. He is the source, but he gave us a resource because we don't get it straight away. So don't ever be in condemnation. Amen. And don't let anyone judge you for taking any form of medication. No, just know this, I'll take it, but I'm going to study the word more than I'm going to study the medication. Amen. More than I'm going to study the sickness. More than I'm going to listen to people telling me about who died from it. Because they will tell you. Oh God, they will tell you. Amen. Really, you want to start a business? Listen to the woodwork. They come out. You can't do that. It's not going to work. They're so scared you might succeed. That's right. Amen. Come on, you got to get some savvy here. If your faith is not developed to that point where you can believe God in the midst of it, even take medication, then you don't believe God wants you well. You've had this thing hanging around you for 30 years and you say, I trusted in the Lord. No, if you've suffered for 30 years with a problem, somewhere you've missed it, not him. Come on. You've got to face the truth. You've got to locate yourself. Say, maybe I've been doing it wrong. You know, I'm in church. I confess by stripes I'm healed. I'm with my auntie, and we talk about how bad it is. You don't know. What's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. It's going to come in your life. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So if I can change the way you think, I can change you. Because if that's true, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That tells me if I can change the way the man thinks, then I can change the man. Woo. So this should be taking over our mind. This word of God should be what's going on in here all the time. Amen. Rather than the coronavirus and all the other sicknesses. They're not to be laughed and scoffed at, but I'm not going to walk in fear. No. Let me tell you, I will not walk in fear. Amen. I refuse to walk in fear. I have not given a spirit of fear. God gave me a spirit of power, love, and of sound mind. I'm not going to let fear. And fear, listen, God has not given you a spirit of fear. Fear is a personality. It's a spirit. The devil sends fear. And you've got to cast fear out. Listen to me. So when fear comes, you've got to say, no, I will not walk in fear. I will not. I'm going to praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I exalt thee, I exalt thee, oh Lord. He don't like that, he'll run. You've got to stop fear in its tracks. You've got to stop sickness in its tracks. You've got to stop these things happening in your life. It's up to us. It's not up to God. God's done what he's going to do. Now he's watching over his word to perform it. The Bible, you know, people, God is sovereign, but he's sovereign over his word. And he gave us freedom to choose. I can choose to receive him as Lord and Savior, or I can reject him. So if I reject him and I end up in a place I don't want to go, people say, well, why does God send people to hell? He doesn't send anyone to hell. They choose to go themselves. Well, it's the same with healing. Why doesn't God heal me? Because you're not appropriating, or you don't know what you're doing. Learn some more. Change some things and you'll get healed. And I'm speaking from experience. 40 years, no doctor, must be 41 or 42 years by now, no doctor. I don't even know any doctor besides friends. What did you say? I've been saying it for 2 years. 42 years at least. I haven't had a doctor. I haven't been sick. It must be 30 years now. I haven't sick. No cold, no flu, nothing. Why? Because I appropriate the word. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. I'm in covenant. And the word of their testimony. And listen, my testimony is by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. I walk in divine health. I walk in peace. I walk in prosperity. I walk in joy. Hallelujah. You've got to just appropriate what God's given to us, and you will operate in what he's given you. This is not special for someone special. You've got to be a fivefold minister, or you've got to be in the fivefold, you've got to be in church, you've got to be a priest. No. It's for whosoever. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him. It works across the board. You see, with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, what I love about him is it's a level playing field. He doesn't give some, you were born over there, so you can get healed this way. No, you get the same way I got healed. We're on the same level field, man. Just because you're a president, you're a king, you're a queen, you're born into royalty, you're born into money, you're born in, I don't know, wherever you think is a special place. I mean, some people believe... I think Israel's a special place, you know. I think America's a special place. I think everywhere's a special place, right? South Africa's special. But we all have to get to God the same way. There's not, he's not going to say, oh, you're a pastor. Oh, I'm impressed. I don't impress God, I've realized. What impresses him is when I obey his word. He doesn't say, you're a pastor, you can skate by, don't worry. No, there's more on me than on you.
That's right. Amen.
Too much is given, much is required. And so I will probably pick up next week. What is the time? Look at that. I'll pick it up next week. But we just remember 3 John 1:2, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in what? Be in what? Be in health, good health. Even as your soul prospers, your soulish realm just prospered. Your soul comprises your mind, your will, and your emotions. You've taken stuff in now in your conscious thinking. You've heard it. You've got it here now. Now you want that to be heard so often that it goes into your subconscious so that when you stub your toe, you don't cuss. You say, Jesus, I love you. That's what happens. Your subconscious directs your life. You know, the church, I feel, has fallen down. I'm part of it. We're all part of it. We are supposed to be the gatekeepers and the watchmen on the wall. We are the ones that are supposed to see Corona coming and say, no, not in this city. And we're supposed to be linked up arm to arm, shoulder to shoulder, shield to shield, together, not black and white and Indian and Arabic. None of that trash. Should all be serving the one and only true God, standing in agreement with our shield of faith up, with a word coming out of our mouth, a two-edged sword, saying, no, you can't touch the Treasure Coast. And if we all did that together, there's no chance sickness and drug addiction and gang warfare could get into this place and prostitute. It would go. Oh, Jesus. Father, we thank you. And Father, we just thank you that we are not going to be affected by the coronavirus. It's not coming near us, our house, our family, our loved ones. Father, you made that promise. You said if we are in covenant and if we serve you, you will bless our bread and our water, and you will take sickness from the midst of us. Lord, you said we should remind you. You said to remind you of your own word. And in Exodus 23, verse 25, you said those words. You said in Isaiah 53, 5, by your stripes we are healed. You said in Psalm 91, 7, that the pestilence that flies by the day and at night will not come near us. You said 1,000 will fall on our left and on our right, but it will not come near us. We're standing on your word. We're reminding you of your word. And we're saying no to coronavirus. No to influenza. No to cancer. No to arthritis. No to hepatitis C. No to heart attacks. No to blood disease. No to sugar disease. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, A WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman.